Hello?
Hey Brad, it's John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was just following up with you in regards to your client interview.
Well, man, the damn, the payment fell. We're waiting on this junkyard.
That's
what
I
did.
See this. Okay. And yeah, I see it failed. They sent you a notification, right? Like a text?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was trying to tell them to, they can hold till after lunchtime. That's when the check will clear. Then we can go from there. But, other than that, then if somebody else gets the position, I guess we'll just let them have it.
Yeah, well, because you put your payment down, I'm not allowing them to, like, call out on it. It's on a hold because we have a payment method. So we did what's called a post date. So that basically takes it off the board for them to be able to call out on right now, right?
Okay, yeah, if that's the case, then that'll be good for me.
Okay, but my question to you is because when I set these up to process, it processes automatically. So, like, what time do you think I should change for the payment to process?
Can I put you on hold for just a second? I'm actually getting another call right now.
Sure.
I'm so sorry that guy would not shut up.
No worries. I was literally just about to shoot you a text message. I have a client that was calling in right now, wants you to help him with his site. But you said to set it up for after lunch?
Yeah. No, I had some other guy call me wanting to me to. It's kind of like the same thing y'all do.
Mhm.
He said that sounds right. Would list me on top three and.
Yep. The Google partners. That's why I was like, I didn't want to come off like pushy, but that's why I was telling you, like, I want to fill the spot as soon as possible and get the payments to go through, because the qualified candidates list for the placement goes to all the Google partners. So they basically call out on it until it fills, you know? Like, I could stop them from calling within my company, but one of the Google partners could still potentially snag the spot. So that's why I was saying, you know, I want to get it going as soon as possible, because if I could take it off the board, then they'll stop calling into the area about it. Google gets a notification that we already have somebody.
What y'all's review look like?
Review?
Like how many stars? Yeah, like local splash reviews.
Oh, we have a 4.3 with there's 960 on there.
Okay.
Mhm. But on Bird Eye, we have 4.9, and there's over 1,200 on there. I mean, accumulated across the board, there's over 5,000 reviews on our company. We've been in business since 2004, so we got a bunch of reviews out there. A-plus rated with the BBB. Yeah. Well, we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. And then also...
Oh, see, that other guy was trying to tell me that y'all weren't any good, so...
He was trying to say we weren't a Google partner or the highest rated in the industry?
No, he was just saying that y'all weren't any good at what y'all do and all this. And I was like, dude, I'm sorry. I was like,
what company was that?
I don't even remember what they were. Like,
the Google partners, we don't bash each other. The Google partners don't bash each other because we're all partnered with Google. So I don't know why they would be saying that. They shouldn't be saying anything negative about another Google partner. It's in the same system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know the name of that business? You don't have, like, the phone number? Because they could literally get in trouble for that. Like, we're not supposed to bash each other. Unless they're not actually a Google partner, then that would make sense.
Their deal sounded more BS than y'all, because, I mean, we talked for a while this morning.
Yeah. Was he just throwing out a price without showing you the packages and what you'd be getting for the price?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's a red flag. Like, oh, we'll get it for you cheaper. I've heard of companies doing that where they, I could get it to you for cheap, but they're not showing you, like, I'm building you a website and everything that's in that package, Facebook ads to boost your Facebook page. There's no way they can get you a platinum for cheaper.
Mm. As I told him, I said it's kind of weird, I said, because I have another company calling me for the same thing you're calling me for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, nobody else can fill the position that we're going to fill.
No, that's not true. There's Google partners. There's a few of us. If you go to our website, the pricing page I sent you earlier, there's a little badge on there. It says Premier Google Partner, specialized in search ads. And if you click on it, it'll take you to the Google Partners directory. And there you can see there's other Google partners. We're not the only Google partner in the country. That's crazy. But all the premier partners are right next to Google. Like, we're in Orange County, California, and the Google building one is borderline Newport Beach, Irvine. It's off Jamboree Road. So if you look up Local Splash and then you look up Google Building 1, it's literally right across the freeway from us.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we're not supposed to bash other Google partners because they'd be also providing a Google advertising product, you know. Why would we talk down about Big Brother who's writing the check?
Yeah, that's why I feel like theirs was BS.
It doesn't make any sense. But it does, I mean, the Google partners do get the list, so I mean, it's definitely possible that another Google partner is calling you. It's not ethical for them to talk bad.
No,
that's not how we're supposed to go about it. I know you said I sent you some articles for like the Home Advisor stuff too. You said you were going to give them a call. Did you have a chance to reach out to those guys?
Which ones is it?
Home Advisor by Angie's. I remember you were saying you were going to like fill out the report and then maybe call them, see if you can get your money back. Did you talk to them at all?
Yeah,
bank?
I was going to, and I haven't made it there yet.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I mean, we have it on active hold within our company. So none of my reps, like Tara that you talked to in the beginning of the call, are going to call out on this. But I can't stop any of the other Google partners from actually calling out on it and potentially filling it. So I can change the processing time. I had it set to auto process at 9. It said it failed. There was one at 8:45 and one at 9. They both failed. And then I got a text message from you. I noticed you sent it before I called you, but I didn't see it until you put me on hold. But you're saying, like, after lunch?
Yeah.
Okay. What time exactly? Because it's a merchant processing. It's like VeriSign. So if I set it for time to process, it's going to automatically run it.
I mean, will 1 o'clock work just so we know for sure?
Yeah, 1 o'clock CT, right? Pacific Standard Time, that's 11 here.
Okay.
Yeah, so 1 o'clock your time is 11 o'clock here in California.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
All right, let me go ahead and adjust the payment processing. Okay, and then what about this client interview? The client interview, I could schedule the client interview for 1 to 2.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
Does that still work for you? So we could just call right after the payment goes through and start knocking out the client interview? Get to work?
Yeah.
We gotta buy you a domain and everything, so I want to get started on it right away. Hopefully by either Friday or Monday, we'll already have a rough draft of the site to be able to show you, and then we can get the Facebook ads up and running right away. All right, so I have it set up for 1 o'clock CT, and then I moved the client interview for the same time. So I'll let the technician know that 1 to 2 is going to be the new start time for this. So if anything changes prior to then, or if you get any other calls like that prior to then, just politely decline. You know, obviously don't bash them or you know, get angry with them. Just let them know, like, hey, I'm already working with a premier Google partner, Local Splash, and they got me taken care of. At that point, they should F off. For lack of better words, they should get the point at that point. But they might raise a little red flag for them to try to keep calling out on it. So I'd rather, whatever, it's all good. I have it off the board here, so I know my reps aren't going to call. I just hope that they don't try to reach out to somebody prior to then. But it'll let us know right away, like, in our system, it'll take it off the board if they do work with another company. So, and we won't process your payment. I'll just let you know it's gone. But hope for the best. Fingers crossed. Hope everything just goes to plan, yeah. And then I'll process it at 1, and then we'll just go from there, okay?
Okay, and is this the phone number I can reach out to you on?
Go to your text. It's the same number, yeah. Like, you can hit extension 1, you'll get a live operator. But if you hit 544, that'll call me directly. Like, it's in the text messages there. It says, hi, this is John H., and let's get your business to the top of Google today. And then it has...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Yeah, that will call me direct. The phone number is attached to every text and email you get from us, but you got to hit extension 1 if you want a live operator. It goes to, like, this automated answering service.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you, and we will talk to you at 1 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, Brad.
Bye.